I want to bless God for his goodness. Amen. So we are in the Word of God again today. Will you please stand with me? Open your Bible. Get your smartphone, your iPad, whatsoever you have to read the Word of God. Lamentations 3. Okay, let's just commence the reading from verses 4. Let's just make it a little, sweeter. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you there? Say, thank you, Jesus. If you're not there, say, wait for me. Amen. Okay, I'm waiting. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what a joy that filled my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and he made me whole. Hallelujah. While we are thinking about the Word of God, is there anybody online, brother, so we can recognize them? All right. God bless you, sister, for joining us. Amen. Lamentations 3:24. The Lord is my portion, said my soul. Therefore, we are hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness towards us, O God. We cannot speak, O God, until you anoint our lips. Have mercy, Lord, and use us. Have mercy, O God, and direct us, O God. And let us be the hearer and the doer of your words. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated and give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For they want to speak to us on the theme, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see my wife raise her hand, giving God the praise. Hallelujah. I don't mind waiting. My waiting on the Lord. My waiting. Waiting on the Lord. Amen. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I'm not waiting for the paycheck. I'm not waiting for the government. I'm not waiting for man. I'm waiting on the Lord. And I don't mind that. Hallelujah, somebody. We pray to God and expect an answer. Whenever you pray, you're expecting an answer from the Lord. And one thing I want to tell you today, God does not have to answer you the way you want for him to answer you, according to your will. But God answers prayer according to his will. Sometimes he tells you yes, It means it is good for you. You will not backslide. You will not be ungrateful when he answers your prayers. And sometimes he tells you, wait. Because he knows that you are not mature to handle the blessing or the answer. So he said, wait for my time. And sometimes waiting for God's time, we feel that God is trying to delay. But I want to tell you today that your delay is not your denial. Am I with somebody? Amen. Sometimes God tells you no. It means that it is not good for you. God will not put a black snake in your bed to sleep with you because you want a black snake. It's dangerous. God will not give you the gun that is loaded as a child and say, put it in your mouth and play. No. That reminds a lady in Africa, a little story that said that instead of her baby is crying, she feel that somebody taking something from the baby. And she was shot from the corner, we're all looking and say, let it have it. And she hear the baby crying. Let my baby have it. This day, the baby grabbed a snake. And somebody wanted to take the snake from the baby. And she said, the baby was crying, let it have it. And you know what happened, right? Let it have it. When she came there, the baby was there with the snake in the baby hands. So there's so many things that we want. But God said, I will not supply you with wants. I will supply your needs according to my riches in glory. So I don't mind waiting on God. Because the generation we find ourselves in, the Bible says, ultra-world generation, meaning cricket generation. Hallelujah. A generation that want everything fast. We is the microwave generation. We want a five breath. They want a five fast husbands and fast wife and fast instacles, fast riches, fast sickness, fast grave, everything they want is fast, because this is the generation we find ourselves in. But as a Christian in the Lord, we don't mind waiting on God's time. So many times, we want for God to answer our prayers immediately. And when he does not answer, we say there is no God. I don't know that about you, but there are some folks that have been backs, have been against the wall, and they ask, they say, God, where are you? And there's no answers. But God is hearing you. He is waiting when you tire fighting, then he come and rescue you. Have you ever rescued somebody from a drowning, who trying to swim? You don't go there when they are fighting. Wait until they get tired. Amen? Then you go and get them out. So we feel sometimes there's no God, but God is ready. The thing that God is waiting for, he is waiting for your patience. This patience explained the number of Christians who goes around daily seeking miracles and fast remedies to the problem or the circumstances. People want for things to happen quick. And they get frustrated and disappointed because God is not a man that can move quick. He is a man that moves on time according to his will and according to his ways. Hallelujah. Why is it that you're in a hurry? In Africa, we say hurry, hurry, bust, trasser. Have you ever seen somebody hurry before? You got to stretch your legs and then you bust your pants. So you don't hurry. That's what we say. Hurry, hurry, bust trasser. Because you're stretching your legs and you pop, you bust your pants. Oh, man, yeah, you are hurrying. Take your time to walk. Hallelujah. People are seeking miracle here and there. They want solution. And sometimes God gave us solution because we did not pay any price for the solution. We say it's not real. Speaking of the COVID vaccine. Speaking about the COVID vaccine. We pray that God should find a solution to this thing. God said, okay, I will give people the mind to make the vaccine. And somehow we are refusing it. Then when COVID strike, we say, oh God, what are you? God said, I'll give you the solution. If I want to, I told you that the mark of the beast will come. You will see it with your eyes. It will be on the forehead. There's nothing in the vaccine called mark of the beast. That is a lie. Look, let me tell you something while I feed. If man want to destroy this body, let him go ahead. But he cannot destroy my soul. Only God. Hallelujah. So when the vaccine came, my wife and I were the very first people that took it. And we are still living today and eating a walking sign. God gets so many ways of answering prayers. I listen to people on YouTube. I listen to the news. Some people, they are damaged in the inside because they refused the vaccine. And the thing caught them. And when they got healed, they are not to themselves anymore. It better I take it and die later. Oh, you don't hear me. What up? Amen. I'm glad I'm walking with the Lord. Because if they want to kill you, they can even kill you through the water that you drink. If they want to kill you, they can kill you through the food that you eat, through the gasoline, the air that you breathe. So why are you afraid of? And God said, fear not. I want to encourage somebody in this place. I'm a health worker. I have to make the sacrifice. I have to take it for those that I'm serving. If you get faith in the Lord, believe that God will take care of you. See, any dead thing that you take in this body, it will not harm you. Because God said, I am with you. Where is the word of God in your heart? Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you that the solution that we need is waiting on God's time. Hallelujah. The Bible says, we don't want to forget, is filled with believers who waited and held on God. In spite of the problems, such as Job, Abraham's, and you can name it, they held on to God. They waited for God that a change would come. They did not give up. They did not complain. They did not quit. They did not blow along yet and there. They put on a sorrowful face for people to know what is going on in their life. But in the heart, in the secret closet, they waited on God's time. I'm talking to somebody. You need to wait on God. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. We are getting somewhere. Hallelujah. Holding on their faith even when it seems pointless and hopeless. You gotta keep holding on. You gotta keep waiting. You are not here to please anybody. You gotta have a relationship with God and trust God enough that you can wait on Him. It may be 10,000 years. It may be 100 or 100 or hundreds of years. You gotta keep waiting. Hallelujah, somebody. I told someone one time, but I said, look, what people think and say about you, the kind of picture they draw, or they have drawn in the mind concerning you, it's not your business. Do you hear me? What people think and say about you, the kind of picture in their minds about you, that the opinions. You got nothing to argue about. You got nothing to prove. You don't have to beg people to believe you. You just say the truth and leave it with them. They take it or they leave it. Hallelujah. You are what God says you are. You are a child of God. So you don't mind waiting on your Father who is in heaven, who will supply all your needs. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. In Romans 8:25, he said, but if we hope that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. I don't have to see it before I believe it. I don't have to handle it before I praise God for it. All I got to do, pray and believe, and we shall have it when we wait patiently and pray. God is able to open that door for you. And when God opened the door, no man can close it. And when God closes it, no man can open it. When God say yes, no man can say no. And when God say no, no man can say yes. God is able to do it. All you got to do, wait on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. In Psalm 27 verses 14, it says, wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take heart. That link me with
See, John 14, let not your heart be troubled. So you need to take heart. Start worrying. Start stressing yourself up. Look, let me say something to you. What you can handle that what God will give you. I say that again. What you are able to handle or what you are able to bear, that's what God will give you. What you cannot handle, what you cannot bear, God will take care of it. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Continue to wait on God. Hallelujah. All I'm saying is getting to what I want to say to you today, what the Lord wants to say to you today. Hallelujah. Isaiah 30:18. Hear what he says in Isaiah chapter 30 verses 18. He said, therefore we are with the Lord with that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Bless are all the what? What? Wait for the Lord. I know it is tough. There's nowhere safe. There's no good data these days. There's nothing good that you can depend on. All you gotta do, wait for him. Hallelujah, somebody. Wait for him. Wait for him. Wait for him. Sometimes you need to step out of your house and look into the cloud and say, Lord, I'm waiting for you. Not waiting for my mama, not waiting for my daddy. I'm waiting on you, the Lord. And guide your heart. Hallelujah. To my waiting for the Lord. Before I go, Father, I want to tell you something about the danger of not waiting. When the danger of not waiting in Genesis chapter 16, when you go home, you can read that story. There was somebody by the name of Sarah, a woman of God, heard the promise of God. When God told Abraham to see the stars and see the sand on the shore of the beach. Hallelujah. In fact, God told Abraham, if you can count it, your generation will be so. I will bless you. And I will bless your seed. And it came to the time that years passed by. And Sarah was impatient. Called Abraham and said, Abraham, you know what? I'm getting too old. I don't think that God is going to give this child that he promised us. You mean God said your children will be like the stars up there, up to now? Wouldn't God want yet? Man, how many times have your flesh told you that? That is too high for God. How many times have that thought come into your head? I know you are walking with God. I know you have a relationship with God. But sometimes that thought come into your head and say, I wonder if God can handle this. Can I have a testimony? But let me tell you something. If God can take out of the little things in your life, God can take out of the bigger thing and the big things. All you got to do is this. I know there is nothing hard for God. So she said, hey, God, come over, girl. I'm going to do me a favor. You know, most men, we are greedy. Abraham could have said, no, I don't want to defile myself. I don't want to commit adultery. No, take the temptation away. But he said, Sarah, what you say? What you say just now? I'm going to have a child by my handmaid. Okay, I will take it of that. And in the next few days, Hagar was pregnant. And trouble started from in the home. And from in the home, it came all the way to our generation today. The Ishmaelites, they again, I say today, they put bomb on themselves and blew themselves up among the children of Isaac. That war started from the day that Sarah did not wait for God's time. There are so many decisions that we have made and we are reaping what we sow today because we did not wait on God's time. We rush. We hurry. We went in haste and God folded his arm and stood on his side and said, I just want to see how far you will go.
You cannot leave me outside of your plans and feel that you will succeed. You have to invite me into your plans. I want to be part of your getting up. I want to be part of your sitting down. I want to be part of your going out. I want to be part of your coming in. I am your God. I made you. I formed you in the womb. Before your name was called, I knew your name. I sanctify you to be a prophet to your neighbor. I mean to the nation. And let me tell you something today. God knows your beginning and your ending. God knows your beginning and your ending. There's no way that God does not know anything about you. So Sarah blew it. And we are in trouble today. The danger of not waiting is to destroy this next generation that will come after you. Hallelujah. I know God is merciful. God is faithful. God can do it. He can forgive us, but we need to wait. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about two things. Hallelujah. There are two ways in which we can wait on God or wait for God. Two ways. Hallelujah. Number one, waiting on God. Waiting on God. Everybody say waiting on God. In Acts chapter 1 verse 4. Acts 1 verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said that he had heard. Have heard of me. Hallelujah. So you say you gotta wait. If the promise of God will be fulfilled in your life, in your home, in your business, in your children life, you got to wait on God. Promise. And then Acts 2:1-4, he says, and when the day of Pentecost will fully come. Let me tell you something, church. Your day is coming. It's gonna come in full. Hallelujah. And the day of Pentecost will fully come. They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cleaving tongues like as of fire. And it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, they waited for day one. There was no answer. Came all the way to day 10. Hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came. They received it because they waited. They received the Holy Ghost because, well, they waited on God. Oh, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. So I don't mind waiting for the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't have to depart from your Jerusalem. You need to stay in that situation. You need to stay in that problem. You need to stay in that pain. God is on his way. God is coming towards you. God is about to deliver you. God is about to heal you. God is about to provide your needs. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. You may not know when. But he will do it again. The Lord is walking to you right now. You have been waiting in a sickness too long for your healing. The Lord about to heal you right now. I'm talking to somebody. Don't depend on what the doctor has said. The God that we serve, he is the doctor of all doctors. He is a miracle working God. He is the doctor in the sick room. The sickness on you have been too long. God about to heal you today. God about to heal you today. You have been waiting too long. God is about to heal you. He is about to solve that problem today. He is about to deliver you today. He is about to break that chain today. He is about to set you free. I'm talking to somebody. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Because when the time comes, nothing can change it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. And then again, Psalm 27 verse 14 says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And he shall strengthen the heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I got it right. That's it. Hallelujah. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. If we want to wait on God, you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the going get tough. The tough gotta get going. From the day that John the Baptist, the kingdom of lost, the kingdom of God suffered violent. And the violent take it by force. You gotta take it. You don't have to see it before you have it. You gotta take it from the spiritual realm and bring it to the physical. And to get it from the spiritual into the physical, you gotta praise God. Hallelujah. It is hard to praise God when you're going through a tough time, but you gotta praise God in the morning. You gotta wake up and say, Lord, I thank you. I give you the praise. I give you all the glory. You need to put your kids outside. You need to tell your wife to stay outside. Tell your husband to stay outside. I gotta meet you with the Lord. I'm not asking God this time. I'm not begging this time. I'm worshiping God in my situation. I'm praising him. Hallelujah. You need to run in your room. You need to worship God in your room. You need to worship until you sweat because you don't mind waiting for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I see somebody worshiping in the spiritual realm. And I see your blessing coming through the physical. Somebody is happening right now. If you are just worship with me, it's happening right now. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. Glory to God. Give the Lord a wave offering somebody. Give the Lord a wave offering somebody. It's happening right now. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. It's happening right now. You gotta believe it and you will have it. You gotta believe it and you will have it. Hallelujah. Don't mind waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting for my miracle. I'm waiting for my breakthrough. I'm waiting for my answer. I'm waiting for my healing. I'm waiting. That burden I've been on my mind too long. I've been praying and waiting on God. I'm still waiting. It's coming true for me. No matter what the devil may say, I know I will have it. No matter what the enemy say, I know I will have it. I don't mind waiting for the Lord. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. The spirit of the Lord is coming down. Hallelujah. When they just begin to pray, let the Lord have his way. Let the spirit of the Lord is coming down. It's coming down. God about to give you a testimony again. Let me say this to you. No matter what is wrong in your life, God can use a crooked stick to draw a straight line. God can make every rough path in your life smooth. God can deliver you. He can deliver your children. He can guard and protect them. No matter where they are, God is watching over them. You just keep waiting and praising God. I got to close. But Isaiah 40, 31 say, but they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew that strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I want for God to teach me to wait. I want to wait on God's time. I want to be patient with the Lord. I want to wait. Waiting on God will make you to mount up with wings as eagle. And you're going to soar through the air. Hallelujah. Oh, I believe that you can fly. I believe that I can fly. If we will wait on the Lord, we can fly above the mountains. We can fly above the valley. We can fly above our situation. You can fly and fly and fly all the way. And God will give you the victory. Hallelujah. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. It's no time to be weary. It's no time to faint. Keep walking with the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't mind waiting for the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you about the second one in Acts. Hallelujah. 17:28. It said waiting in God. The first one was waiting on God. This one we're talking about. Excuse me. We are waiting in God. In Acts 17:28, it says, for in him we live, move, and have our being. Hallelujah. For in him we live and move and have our being. I said it also of your own point has said,
for we are also his offspring. I'm living in God. I'm moving in God. When I wake up in the morning and I talk in the morning, I able to move my head and walk in the morning. I'm living in the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm on God's side and the Lord is on my side. If God be for you, who can be against you? I'm talking to somebody. Are you on the Lord's side this morning? Are you waiting on God's time? Shout it, hallelujah. Glory be to God. In 1 Peter 16, hear what he says. For it is written, be holy because I'm holy. When you are waiting in God, you will live a holy life. Holy life was right then. It's still right today. Hallelujah. Live holy because when we live holy, we will see God. Hallelujah. I want to see him in the power of his resurrection. I want to be like him. I'm waiting on God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you my testimony in Galatians 2 verses 20. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, that the life which now I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm living a life that's not of my own because I'm waiting in God. God is inside of me, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You are greater than every powerful man around the world you can think about because you got God inside of you, because you are waiting in God, and because we are waiting in God, yes, what about to happen? This is the message I want to bring to you today. This is the message. If you don't get anything, hallelujah, fund what I'm preaching. Take this one home. Hallelujah. While we are waiting on God, 1 Corinthians 15 verses 52 down to 58. They that wait upon the Lord, when they renew their strength and grow with us eagle. This what happened when you wait. Written in God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible says, in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Are incorruptible, and we shall be changed. I'm waiting, sisters. I'm waiting, brother, that I will be changed into a glorified body that sickness and death, that hunger and pain have no control over. Hallelujah. We're gonna be changed. Hallelujah. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Hallelujah. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and the mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy stand? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? I'm ready for my change. Hallelujah. And my Jesus coming. The trumpet with sun and the dead in Christ will rise first. And those of our life will be going together in the air. This flesh is not going with me. I'm going to have a glorified body. I'm going to have a holy body. I'm going to have a body. That's why I'm waiting for the law, for my Jesus to come. The trumpet with sun. The trumpet with sun. And we're going to move into eternity. I'm talking with somebody within God, within God, within God. There's trouble all around the world. You got to wait in God. The Lord is coming back. The Lord is coming back. The Lord is coming back. Hallelujah. Everything's in my body going to disappear. COVID will have no power over my body. While we are closing, I'm talking to somebody. You are about to change into a glorified body. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting to walk on the streets of gold. I'm waiting to walk on the streets of gold. I'm waiting to see the mansion. I'm waiting on God to be taken up into heaven. I'm talking to somebody. I will meet Abraham there. I'm glad to see Abraham. I will be glad to see Elijah. I'll be glad to see Sarah. I'll be glad to see Paul. I'll be glad to see Peter. But I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I can't wait to see Jesus. I can't wait to see Jesus. Because when I see Jesus, I'm going to recognize him. I'm going to see the nail prints in his hand. I'm going to see the nail prints on his feet. I'm going to see the nail prints all over him. I'm going to see the latches on his back. I'm going to see the spare mile. Oh, on his side. I can't wait to see Jesus. For the Bible says, I will see him and I will be like him. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody praise God. As we close today, I'm waiting for the change. As we close today, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Change is coming. Glorious change is coming. Wonderful change is coming. Mighty change is coming. Your body gonna change into glorified body. Death gonna have no power over your body again. Sickness gonna have no power over your body again. Within the law. Live right. Talk right. Just right. Live a holy life in the Lord. Hallelujah. Just before you play that song. Just before you play that song, sister, there's a song in my mind. Listen to this. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I feel the presence, God. Somebody just worship God. Oh, I can't wait to see my body changing. I can't wait to see the gray hair going away. I can't wait to see the cripple walking again. I can't wait to see the blind seeing again. I can't wait. It's going to happen soon. Soon it's going to happen. Soon or very soon, we're going to see the king coming. Woo! The rapture is going to take place. I can't wait. Hallelujah. Oh, I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. Feeling. Somebody help me. Be all right. Come on, sister. I got a feeling that everything be all right. Be all right. Be all right. I said, I got a feeling that everything gonna be all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, huh? Oh.
Things gonna be all right.
Oh, oh, oh. Got a feeling.
Everything's gonna
be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. No, those that are waiting on the Lord, or those that are waiting in God, when they're walking on the street and see chaos, and listen to the news, and see terrible, and hear terrible things, they always sing that song in the heart. I got a feeling. I say,
everything's gonna be all right.
Oh, oh, oh,
I've got a feeling.
Got a feeling.
Everything's gonna be all right.
Oh, 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 oh. I've got a feeling. Everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Stand with me and sing that song.
Be all right. Be all right.
No matter what you are going through, I've got a feeling. When I'm waiting on God,
everything's gonna be all right.
Oh, 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 oh.
I've got a feeling.
Yes, Lord.
Everything's gonna be all right.
I say it. I've got a feeling. Everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Yeah, be all right. Be all right. The Holy Ghost told me
everything's gonna be all right.
Somebody sing it. The Holy Ghost told me. I say everything's
gonna be all right.
Oh, the Holy Ghost told me that everything's gonna be all right. Be all
right.
Oh yeah.
Be all right.
Be all right. Now listen to me. Whenever you are feeling uncomfortable and you are waiting in God and know that the Lord is coming, you encourage yourself and say, I got a feeling
that everything's gonna be all right.
Oh,
I've got a feeling.
Yeah. I say,
I've got a feeling everything's gonna
be all right, be all right, be all right, be all right. I say,
hallelujah.
I got a feeling that everything's gonna be
all right.
Oh,
I've got a feeling.
Yeah. Somebody tell me,
I've got
a feeling
everything's gonna be all right.
Be all right. Be all right.
Be all right.
Begin to pray right now. I believe it is coming to pass. You have been waiting in God. The trumpet about to sound. The rapture about to take place. I can wait to see my Savior. My provider, my maker, my healer, my deliverer, my way maker. Oh, the Lord of the Prince of Peace. Lord, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on your return. But the same way you left from Mount Olive into the sky, you are coming again. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody worship, somebody pray. Pray that God gave you the patience to wait. Whatsoever you are waiting on, keep waiting. Don't give up. Your change about to take place. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. Talking by the weather, the Holy Ghost rain is falling down on you. Oh yes, the Spirit of God is moving right now. If you have been waiting to receive the Holy Ghost, you can receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Like the day of Pentecost, you can receive the Holy Ghost. You can receive it again. You can be revived again. God can touch your life one more time again. Oh, talking by the weather, yeah. Oh, I feel the rain falling down. Yeah, I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel it falling down on me.
And the storm and the ladder rain together.
I'm talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me. Can you sing it one more time as we rejoice in the Lord? I feel the rain. I feel the rain falling down on me. Make it personal. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel it falling down on me.
Water and the ladder rain together.
I said, I'm not talking about the weather.
Yeah. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me.
Oh, hallelujah. I feel the rain. I feel the rain
falling down on me.
Oh, I feel the rain. Yeah. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Falling down on me. The farmer and the ladder rain together.
Oh, I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me. Hallelujah. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Let's worship one more time. Worship one more time. Worship one more time. Thank Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. God can do it. Wait on God's time. I believe there will be Bible study this coming Wednesday. Pastor will be here. Come. Keep looking up. The Lord is coming. God is able to supply your needs, as I said. He did it for us. He gave us a house. He knows our story. When we came here, people were kicking all up and down. They will never quit to go back. But God said, wait, be patient. Now, He gave her a house. My wife and I were discussing about a truck. The same week they gave her the key for the house, the same week we got to pick a truck. God can do it if you learn to wait on the Lord. So when you see, you know, BP truck around here some days, and you see, is that a maroon or a sky blue truck? See, I think about Brother Johnson, okay? Not Brother Johnson from the day, but Brother Johnson from the night. So I want to bless God for His many, many blessings that He has bestowed upon us.
Amen.
God is good.
Yes, He is all the time.
I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Let's just worship the Lord one more time and dismiss. Father, we thank You. We give You the praise. We give You the glory. You are too good to us. We don't deserve it. But we are blessed. Continue to bless us. As you live, not living from Your presence. Go along with us and a blessing rest upon us to go through this week and through this month every day. We pray, oh God, for Pastor Wilkins to be with him and bring up by the point of time we praise You. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.